Niagara Tourism's president and CEO John Percy says turning off the falls is a once-in-a-lifetime event, so it's a huge opportunity to boost tourism. Percy says if the project's approved, tour operators and meeting planners will hear all about Niagara Falls going dry.
There's so many facets to this, so many spokes to this, and the media coverage that we hope to and we will seize upon, you know, to garner worldwide is one that will keep us extremely busy, hopefully for a year out and a year to follow on the success of this.
Percy says as the attraction's official marketer, it's Niagara Tourism's job to make the proposed project work for all parties in the tourism industry. For instance, he says there could be special events the day the water stops and the day it starts up again.
What's nice about this, the water isn't going to stop flowing to the horseshoes, so you're going to still have a falls experience at the horseshoe, and the Maid of the Mist will continue to run. And, you know, 90% of their experience is within the horseshoe. The boat goes up into the horseshoe falls, and so that experience is not lost. That experience will remain and be there. But how cool to be able to experience both the water flowing and the water not flowing at the same time.
State officials are holding a public hearing on the proposed project tomorrow night at 5 o'clock in the Conference and Event Center, Niagara Falls. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.